The Child Abuse Royal Commission will today begin its highly anticipated public hearing into the Anglican Diocese of Newcastle in New South Wales. The inquiry comes after a damning ABC investigation which revealed that the church buried complaints about sex abusers within the clergy. Survivors say the hearing is long overdue. Thomas Arete reports.
Decades after he was sexually abused by an Anglican priest in Newcastle, this man, we'll call Philip, still remembers it vividly.
I don't think I'm any different than any of the other survivors in that the video plays in your head constantly, sometimes daily, and it has for 47 years.
He says the experience destroyed his life, and he's glad the diocese is now being investigated by the Child Abuse Royal Commission.
They're running scared. They have to be running scared because monetary-wise, if we just reduce it to monetary cost, it's only a Royal Commission and the threat of Royal Commission that's dragging these people into the 21st century.
The inquiry will hear from survivors who were abused by members of the clergy and others associated with the Anglican Diocese of Newcastle. Some of the perpetrators have already been named, including Father Peter Rushton, who was the subject of a recent investigation by the ABC 730 program. He died in 2007 without ever being convicted. Lawyer Peter Kelso was himself abused as a child, and now he's working with some of the victims.
The public will learn via the Royal Commission about allegations involving paedophiles active at, say, Christchurch Cathedral, right on the hill there at the most prominent part of the city of Newcastle. Now, those of us who know what's really been going on, we look at that and it reminds us of the dark past of the place. It's a symbol of great sadness, is a symbol of horror in the past. It's a symbol of the damage caused to so many young lives.
Newcastle Bishop Greg Thompson made a formal apology to victims last year, and the diocese says it's been working closely with police and the Royal Commission ahead of this public hearing. But Peter Kelso says there's a challenging road ahead.
I wonder now how on earth the bishop can move forward and restore the trust that his diocese might have had once and to restore faith in his message.
Abuse survivor Liz Mulliner founded the Heal for Life Foundation, which supports survivors of childhood trauma. The organisation's main centre is just an hour west of Newcastle. She hopes the public hearing will help to give victims closure.
When everyone can just acknowledge it was wrong, it was terrible, it shouldn't have happened, and when everyone can accept that and stop fighting even within the church saying, oh no, they can't really be bad, the acknowledgement is the first thing that has to happen, an absolute acknowledgement. This happened and it shouldn't have happened.
The hearing begins in Newcastle this morning.
Thomas Arete reporting.